Oh, God bless everybody, and good morning. I think it's morning still, pretty morning. It's noon here, but hey, it's a great day. And today what we're going to talk about, what I'd like to share about, is the power of prayer. Go to Jeremiah 29, verse 11. That's where we're going to start. Here we go. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I thought there are some very powerful words and these two verses of scripture here. I love that, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. God loves us, and we know that because of his written word. But God knew that long before the word was written. And he wants us to come and seek him. He has thoughts of peace about us, not evil. And to give us a future with the hope. We, at that point, Christ hadn't even come the first time. But we know that the hope of Christ's return is a promise from God. And when we go to God in prayer, we need to go with our heart open and not just take a list with us of the things that we need. But we go with a humble heart, and we go with a desire to listen to what God says. And that's a big part, is listening. This is not a one-way conversation. Prayer is not a one-way conversation. Prayer is one of the most powerful ways to build and strengthen our relationship with our Heavenly Father, who calls himself Abba when it comes to us. This is a big deal. Prayer is so powerful, and it helps develop that relationship with God. Why did God even create man? In the beginning, because he wanted to have a relationship with Adam and Eve. He just didn't create them and give them a list of things to do and not do. He created them, and with Adam helped name the animals. That's a conversation. That's a relationship starting to develop. And we know what happened. Adam and Eve blew it. But that didn't stop God from loving us and from continuing and having a plan to redeem man back to himself, because he wants that relationship with us. Go to Jeremiah 33, verse 3. It says, call to me. Who does the calling? We do. Call to God. And I, God, will answer you. You know, and God does answer our prayers. Sometimes it's not the answer we want to hear. But see, the key to a relationship with God, the major key, is to listen and obey. Because God wants the best for us. And our relationship with God can be strengthened with prayer and conversations with God, and listening when God talks back to us. You know, I'm going to read that verse all the way through because I want to share something with you guys. Jeremiah 33:3. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. I'm going to share a little incident that happened a long time ago in my life. But I was on a trip to San Diego to help my mom and dad for a couple of weeks, and one of the believers from Fresno was with me, and we had Josh with us. We were driving to Yuma, and we got a little late start, but I wanted to get there before it got too late, so I took a shortcut, and it was evening, and it got dark pretty quick out on the desert, and I was on a two-lane highway, and I did not like to drive two-lane highways because my depth perception, when I looked down the road, made it look like the trucks or the cars coming in the opposite direction were right headed in my lane. And so I made a comment, oh, man, I wish it hadn't gotten so dark. I hate driving two-lane highways in the dark. And my friend that was in the car said, why? So I was telling her the story about the perception thing. And I said, you know, like down the road there, that looks like to me the car's in our lane. And she goes, oh, yeah, that's really weird. I said, yeah, it really is weird. I said, I don't like it. And not 10 minutes later, after I shared that with her, I was looking straight ahead. I was driving, and down the road, it looked like this truck was coming in our lane. And I said, now look, see that? Do you see that? That looks like to me that guy's in our lane, but I know he isn't. And all of a sudden, I heard, I don't know if it was audible or if it was just in my heart, I heard it. I heard these words. Get off the road now. And that's exactly how it was said. And I yanked the wheel of my car off the road. And as I did, within 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, a semi passed where I was driving, and he was passing another car in the lane he should have been in. If I had not heard that voice one way or the other, we were pretty shook up because our cars shook and we both realized, oh my gosh, God just saved our lives. And that's what he did. And when I read this verse, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. I was being set up by the adversary to take us out. We have an adversary. That's why we need a strong relationship with God, and that relationship can be built very powerfully with our prayer time. But it was one of those nights that, you know, I was just sharing a story, and I thought to my mind when I said, now doesn't that look like it's coming right at you, right at us? I just thought, see, that's what I'm talking about. But God knew, and I didn't know, you know, and that verse really stood out in my mind for many, many years. It still does when I read over it. I'm so thankful. And see, that's the power of prayer with God. God could tell me things that I could not know. And he could do that because he knew I had an open heart to him, because we had a relationship together. We had time spent together where we talked and listened to one another. And that's what prayer is. Prayer is a relationship with God, which is exactly what he wanted when he created Adam and Eve. And what prayer is not, it is not just a time to have a list and pray for all these things because you feel like you have to. You go to God with an open, humble heart to talk to him and to receive back from him. And, you know, we have to listen to be able to receive. And in a two-way conversation, that builds a relationship. The more time you spend with someone in a positive, open-heart conversation, the tighter your relationship grows. Well, it's the same way with God. Look at 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Even when we are not perfect, which is a lot of the times, let's be honest, perfection is in our Lord. But God is our, this is Old Testament people. If they will just pray and seek him, God wants us to come to him with a heart that is full of humility and desire to know him and to be loved by him. Our prayer time with our Abba, he calls himself our Abba in the church epistles in the New Testament. He's our Father. That is the dearest form of that word that you can have. Is Abba. And even with our ups and downs and our goods and our bads. He's right there for us to heal us, to bless us, to deliver us. Go to Psalm 34:17. The righteous cry out, and the Lord heals and delivers them out of all their troubles. The righteous, people that are right on, the righteous cry out, and the Lord heals and delivers them out of their troubles. God wants the best for us, whether we've made mistakes or whether we're righteous or whether we're not. You know what? He only wants the best for us, and he is the one that can turn any situation around and bless our lives. And at some point, might even be saving our lives, even though we don't know what's coming. God is such a loving Father, and he wants us to see him like that. And God is not just it's not a religious act. Many people feel like they have to say so many prayers. Some people pray to idols instead of going directly to God, like God asked them to. Come to me, seek me, listen to me. But you know what? God even wants us to be able to understand that that stuff doesn't stop him from being there and loving us and wanting to help us. We just need to go to God and allow him to help us, to listen, and to obey the things that he says. You know, in the Old Testament, Elijah was having the time when he was having a horrible life, and, you know, the people had turned to Baal, and they were worshiping, and he took them, the Baal priests, out, and God told him to go into the wilderness, and it's not going to rain. The guy was just, like, distraught. But you know what? When he just decided, I'm going to lay under this tree, and I'm just going to die. What God did, he sent the ravens to feed him. It's like, you know,
hello, Isaiah, you've been doing this stuff for me. We need to talk to you. You know? Sorry, guys. Hold on a minute.
Had a little speaker fall out. Okay, ready? Okay, so God wants us to seek him. He wants us to be a daily conversation with him, to be in a daily conversation, a way to communicate with him, to build a relationship with him. And the power of prayer does that. It really helps that. Look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 6-8. But when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. He will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. You know, there's so many teachings out there about, you know, say the Our Father prayer, say the Hail Mary prayer. I mean, some people pray to idols, like I said, and that doesn't build a relationship with God. Our prayers, our hearts, our seeking help and wisdom should always be with our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, who looks at us and sees his children. It's just like a family. When kids need something, they go to their dad or their mom, you know, and they take care of them because that's what a loving relationship does. And that's what God has desired from us from the beginning. And God will reward you openly. He's just such an amazing Father. And when we go to him and our hearts are full of love for him and we understand his love towards us, we don't have to be perfect to go into his presence. It's not about our actions. It's about the actions of Jesus Christ, what he accomplished for us on that cross. He accomplished the door opened always to God. And God is always there, willing and waiting for us to come to Him. What an amazing relationship we have with our Father. It's just very, sometimes you just don't have words for it, honestly. Let's go to Matthew 26. We're going to start looking at some examples of prayer here. And this is the prayer in the garden. And it says, then Jesus came and went with them to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. And he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. You know, these are feelings. Jesus Christ had emotions like us, feelings like us. He was human. But the difference between us and him was he always did his Father's will. But here he is, began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed, deeply. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Man, you read that and you think about who he's talking to. He's talking to the creator of the universe. That's true. But who is he really speaking to? Oh, my Father. He's talking to his dad. His heart, his relationship with God was one of a son and father. Jesus Christ knew who he was. But he had developed a relationship with God because he always did the Father's will. And he knew in that garden, even though he didn't want to do this, even though he wanted God to get him out of it, and he says so, he does the will of his Father. What a unique, wonderful, tight relationship he had. But you know what? He lives in us. When he was resurrected and he ascended into heaven and he is seated at the right hand of God, that's where we are. Once Romans 10, 9 and 10 happened in our lives, it is God and Christ in us. We can have that same relationship with God because we talk to God and God talks to us. It is a two-way conversation. It is not just a list or a religious act. In fact, that is not prayer. It is our time spent opening our hearts humbly and honestly, and then listening with God. Listening to what God has to say. That's what the key is here. It's not just going to God and talking. It's God talking back and listening and being obedient, even when we don't understand. Verse 40 says, he then came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter in temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. You think his flesh part was weak that day, that evening? Of course it was. But where did he go for his strength? And who did he hear from? Who comforted him? Who helped him get through this? That's why sometimes there's a religious thought out there that people talk about sometimes, that, you know, God deserted him on the cross, God, because of sin. You know what? God didn't desert him anywhere at any time. And you know what? Jesus never left the door open for God to desert him. That's the type of relationship they have had and have to this day, seated at the right hand of God. Well, we have that same Christ within us. We have the same ability to keep that conversation going two ways, to seek him, to find him, and even if we don't understand the answer, to do his will, because it will always be in our best interest. That's what God wants for us. You can finish reading the end of that prayer. It's very powerful, and I suggest that you do that. But right now, let's go to Philippians 4. Here's another great example of praying that Paul uses. Ephesians 4, verse 6. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." And when we do that, here's a promise. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." You know what? Sometimes we don't understand the situation, but we can always understand God. He makes it very simple for us. He loves us. He wants the best for us. He will give us answers. But we have to be willing to listen, and we have to be willing to be obedient. You know, some people don't like obedient teachings. This isn't an obedient teaching. This is part of being built. Obedience is part of building a relationship with God. And the stronger our relationship with God is, the greater blessings we have in our lives. Because we've learned that God knows what's best for us. I think it's just an amazing prayer that that God leaves us so many of these examples in His Word. Verse 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me," and this is Paul talking, "these do, and the God of peace will be with you." Paul knew what it was like to have a relationship, a fellowship with God. And he wants to be an example of that to people. And God had him share that with the people in Philippi. And you know what? He was a great example. This guy came from denying God, killing God's people, to being a minister to God's people. What an amazing thing. You think Paul knew all that was going to happen? No. God knew it. And he was finally able to get to Paul's heart. And Paul's heart changed because of his relationship with God. It's just amazing. Guys, we have such a powerful God. We have a God that loves us. He is our Abba. He wants us to come to Him. He knows there are going to be times when we're weak, when we're strong, when we're super strong, when we're dumb, when we're really smart. And He knows when we're going to listen and when we aren't. And I don't know about you, but I know I've had my prayers where I've asked and I've listened and I didn't like the example and I didn't do what I should have done. And guess what? It got worse. Finally, I wake up. Okay, God, what? I'm messing up here. I mean, that's the kind of relationship we can have with the Father, our Abba. You know, my dad was a really cool dad, and He had rules and restrictions and all of that stuff growing up. But you know what? He never sat down with us while he was mad. He always came and sat down with us, and we talked about it, and we figured out what the problem was going, what would change the problem and how it was going to be changed. And he is an earthly father. But God is our Abba Father. And He wants us to have the best situations in our lives, the best. So He wants this relationship. He wants us to seek Him. He wants us to find Him. He wants us to listen and obey so we can all rejoice together. I have something I would like to ask you guys to do sometime before you go to bed tonight. I want you to look at the prayer Paul has to the Ephesians to Ephesus, the believers in, that were at Ephesians. It's in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 21. This prayer is an expression of Paul's heart before God about the believers in Ephesus. And I just think it is one of the most beautiful prayers that we could see as an example of how to pray for one another and how to go to God and ask His wisdom and seek His help because we love each other. The relationship between God and us is not a prayer time. It is a relationship time. Prayer happens. Listening happens. Direction is given. Decisions are made. You don't do that with a stranger. You don't do that with somebody you give a list to and say, hey, can you pick this up at the store? But it is much, much deeper than that. And our prayer time spent with God, as you can see in the church epistles, how much time Paul was in prayer with God. I mean, there are many examples. I just picked a few. But tonight, before you go to bed, read that section of Ephesians and note how Paul prays for the believers. And you'll see the love that he has for God and that God has for them, which includes all of us. So God bless you. Keep each other in your prayers. And remember, we love you. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. The wisdom that we can seek from opening your word, Father, that we can have the very best you have to offer if we come to you with a humble heart, with an open heart, with a desire to learn and to grow in our relationship with you and with each other. Thank you, Father, that we can also speak in tongues and we can pray that way, which is totally you involved. And Father, we are just so thankful that you love us so much and that we have what we have of your word, this written word, to continually remind ourselves and to see open doors where we've never seen them before. So thank you, God, for your love, your kindness, your gentleness, and most of all for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for sending him, for being there with him, helping him to get through what he did willingly, willingly, for you and for us. And I thank you for that in his name. Amen.